Talking point. 3 months after the Czechs joined the Schengen border-free zone, Rosie Johnson travels to the Czech border town of Potočky to see how things have changed.
As you can probably hear, I'm on a bus winding my way up the hill towards Potočky, which is a little village on the Czech-German border. It's in the northwest of the country and is apparently a favourite spot for German tourists. So we're going to see if that's at all the case and whether life has changed for inhabitants on both the Czech and the German side of the border 3 months after entrance into the Schengen zone. Vlastimil Ondra is the deputy mayor of Potočky. He explains to me just quite how popular his town is with its German neighbours.
Denně sem proudí přibližně kolem 2000 návštěvníků ze sousedního Německa.
On average, 2000 German visitors come to Potočky daily. In the winter and at this time of the year, maybe the numbers are slightly lower, but in the summer we can have days where there are up to 15,000 Germans coming to visit the town. One of the main attractions for tourists is the market, which is run by the Vietnamese people living in this town. The market has brought Potočky a reputation not only in the Czech Republic, but also in Germany.
Domnívám se, že obec Potočky tímto získala věhlas nejen v České republice, ale i v Německu.
Nejvíc prodáváme oplatky, alkohol český, české výrobky, české cigarety.
This shopkeeper has a rather permanent looking stall in the center of Potočky. He talks me through his best selling products. Traditional Czech spa wafers, spirits like Becherovka and cigarettes, he says, all bring in the most money. Business might not be booming this March morning, but then that's normal for this time of year. In fact, he says, he's noticed no change in the makeup of his clientele, nor in visitor numbers, since the Czech Republic entered into the Schengen zone 3 months ago. In a nearby restaurant, I met one of his customers.
Can you tell me your name?
Kristin Gajewski.
Okay. And whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Kreuz. This is in Thüringen, and we are here off Klassenfahrt in Johann Georgenstadt.
But you're sitting here in a Czech pub. Why did you decide to visit the Czech Republic?
We will buy cigarettes and eat something, but it's cheaper.
And is this your first visit to the Czech Republic or not?
No, I was with my parents here and we buy here in a supermarket or something. Or they have a make holidays show here.
The Czech Republic, it entered the Schengen zone in December. And, I mean, have you been here since? Has it been different? Is it easier to come here now?
Yes, you don't show your pass, and but the prices are higher, genau.
Sound of one of the babbling brooks from which Potočky got its name. The village is tucked away in a valley and surrounded by forest and sky. But locals are worried that Potočky's natural beauty could be threatened by all of the traffic now able to pass through the town unhindered, as this man attending one of the town's several gargantuan car parks explains.
No akurát on z ty problémy, že je tady větší frekvence, hlavně aut, protože byl otevřený.
The only problem with Schengen has been the increased amount of traffic. Because the border crossing point for vehicles has been done away with, and now they are thinking of extending the motorway from Chemnitz and Zwickau right the way through to Karlovy Vary, which would be terrible. The pollution is becoming terrible, and you can see for yourself, just look at the amount of traffic.
A lot of the traffic in Potočky is just passing through, but the village is also a destination for German motorists wanting to stock up on cheaper petrol across the border. Since the Czech Republic entered the Schengen zone, a new gas station's been built in the town. I talked to one of its customers.
Can I ask you why you're here? What you're doing and why you're here?
Because of tanking, because of the
cheaper petrol?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Yes. Is it much cheaper here?
Not so much. A few years ago it was cheaper than now, but
And do you live really close to the border, or yes, did you drive quite far?
10 kilometers.
And how often do you do this?
Two times a month.
OK, Okay, and has Schengen changed anything at all since the Czech Republic became part of Schengen?
It's a new checkpoint, yes. Oh,
okay. So that's the only change here.
But back to the town hall. When the Czech Republic joined its neighbour Germany in the Schengen zone last December, did this spark big changes for Vlastimil Ondra and his colleagues in the local authorities?
No, na vstup do schengenského prostoru, já bych ani neřekl, že to pro nás bylo nějaké...
I wouldn't say that entry into the Schengen zone has really proved to be a defining moment for us. The border crossing between here and Germany was opened in 1991, and it was that which really sparked the boom in tourism. The only thing to have changed is that we no longer check people's passports at the border. The Germans who used to come shopping here still do. There has been no real change, I'd say.
Já bych neřekl, že nějaké zásadní změny tady proběhly.
But, says Mr. Ondra, there's still some need for those on the German side of the border to adapt, and that will take time.
No, já si myslím, že na české straně problém není, že tady je problém spíš na německé straně.
I think that the only problems are on the German side of the border. Germans are just used to speaking their mother tongue, even with foreigners. Just try and find a restaurant in Johann Gorgenstadt which has a Czech menu, whereas all of the restaurants here have staff who are fluent in German as well as Czech. I think it'll take generations for that to change.
Co se týká německé nátury, domnívám se, že to je otázka na několik generací.
During my visit to the town hall in Potučky, the mayor of the neighbouring German town, Johann Georgenstadt, popped over to talk about how people on the German side of the border had reacted to Czechs entering into the Schengen zone. In Mayor Holger Haschek's view, Germans were sceptical, but 3 months on, these fears are abating.
Es war im Prinzip die Angst wegen den unterschiedlichen Preisen, die Angst wegen...
There was a lot of fear about the difference in prices and the difference in wages. People were worried that Czechs would come in and take lower wage jobs in Johann Georgenstadt because they could earn slightly more there than they could here. But that didn't end up being the case.
Der Arbeitsmarkt auch von tschechischen Bürgern angenommen wird, was aber überhaupt nicht wahr ist.
And that was the end of my whistle-stop tour of Potučky. It seems that the Czech Republic's entry into the Schengen zone has had little effect on the day-to-day life of Potučky's inhabitants. But it also seems that with increased cross-border communication, attitudes held by those in Potučky towards their German neighbours, and vice versa, are changing slowly and for the better.